It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis here with me, and now your chance to be a part of the show as well by calling in to be a part of the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last 60 days, you are eligible to play right now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Yeah, a drive-in with two screens. Each screen has two movies a night. So on screen one tonight, you get Minions and Inside Out, two animated movies. And on screen two, they've got Terminator Genesis and then Jurassic World. You get two movies for one price. Then you listen on your car stereo to the FM stereo broadcast and check out the concession stand or bring your own food and bring your chairs and have a great night out at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Let's play the Harris Challenge with our very first contestant today. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hi. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity of exploiting the public airwaves for your own personal gain. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll just say happy anniversary to my wife, and I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How many years?
13.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories go tumbling around like the socks in your dryer that you forgot last night. What?
What?
And and then they come spilling out, and here comes the most topical of our categories. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two. Those are some big cities. I said cities.
Oh.
And category three is names in the news. Which one would you like, Josh?
I will take the big cities.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We've got five questions for Josh, a one-pointer, two-pointer, three, four, and five-pointer for a total of 15 points. All he has to do is get more than half of those to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations. One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have free admission to the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We have a couple of adult passes, which also gets in like two kids per adult. So.
Okay.
Take
a whole family, take a carload of people.
Darn right.
More kids in the car, and then you can put a couple more kids in the trunk, right?
That's what we used to do.
On the roof, not in the trunk.
Okay.
That'd be cruel.
Strap them to the luggage rack.
Yeah. We have a bonus package for you if you get all five questions right for 15 points. We call it the clean sweep, and then you get...
If you get the clean sweep, you win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park. At 706 DeMund in Clayton.
Home of the best flash fried spinach in town.
Oh my goodness, it is tremendous. They have a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
Now, I do have to warn you, I'm federally required to warn you that if you don't win, you do get punished on the Harris Challenge, and you'll see the consequences of that. If you fail in your mission, Josh, to get 8 points or better in the category, those are some big cities. I will tell you, this is about large cities in the United States, according to the latest U.S. Census of last summer. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the most populous city in the Central Time Zone?
Chicago.
Correct. For 1 point each, besides L.A., California has two other cities among the top 10 most populous in the United States. What are they?
San Francisco and San Diego.
No, it's San Diego and San Jose. For 1 point each, Texas has three cities in the top 10. What are they?
Houston, Dallas, and Austin.
The third one is San Antonio, not Austin. True or false, there are more than twice as many people living in New York as in Los Angeles.
False.
No, it's true. New York has 8.5 million. L.A. has 3.9 million. Five-pointer now. You need this for the win. What is the most populous city in the Mountain Time Zone?
Denver.
I would have guessed Denver as well. The correct answer is Phoenix, Arizona. So, Josh, you got one for Chicago, one for San Diego, one each for Dallas and Houston, but that's all. Only 4 points. You're Only halfway to the prizes, which means I do have to punish you. Now, we've had all sorts of punishment music here. We've had show tunes. We've had reggae. We've had calypso music. We've had zydeco music. We've had bad jazz vocalizing. I can't remember the last time we had any opera music for the Harris Challenge. So,
well, it can't be any worse than the guy from who played the Wizard a couple weeks ago. Good night. That was terrible.
Oh, Joel Grey?
Oh, whoever was singing the Christmas stuff, it was not in rhythm. It was bad.
Oh, that was Christopher Lee.
That's it.
Christopher Lee, yeah. Well, you judge whether this is better or worse than that. Bring in the guy now.
When she says that she knows if the stars are aglow, with a word she can get what she came for.
Oh, really stretched that one out.
On the wall, and she was to be sure, because you know sometimes words to me.
All right, thank you very much. Is that the cast of Les Mis doing the classic rock follies? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what that was supposed to be. But Josh, thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Here comes our second contestant today. Hello, Andrew.
Howdy, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm excited because I'm going to go to the Back to the Future showing in Art Hill with my beautiful girlfriend, Andrea.
Nice. Hope the weather holds out for you. Supposed to be okay, I think. Let's see what we've got here for categories for you. Have you been paying attention? Names in the news, or our new third category, the name is Chico.
The name is what?
Chico.
Chico?
C-H-I-C-O, Chico.
Oh, let's do that one.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, we'll do that.
You sure? Last chance.
Sounds confident.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Andrew. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Chico on the TV series Chico and the Man?
Freddie Prinze.
Correct. In what movie would you find a baseball team sponsored by Chico's Bail Bonds?
League of Their Own.
Bad News Bears. For 1 point each, name three of Chico Marx's brothers.
Groucho, Harpo, and Zeppo.
Yeah, Gummo would be the last one. What did SNL character Chico Escuela, played by Garrett Morris, say had been very, very good to him? Which of these has a museum dedicated to it in Chico, California? Garlic, Chia Pets, or Yo-Yos?
Yo-Yos.
It's the National Yo-Yo Museum, yes. Back to the four-pointer. What did SNL character Chico Escuela, played in the 70s by Garrett Morris, say had been very, very good to him? Dan?
What?
I don't know.
Baseball.
Baseball is correct.
Baseball, yes.
Baseball had been very, very good to me. But you didn't need that, Andrew, because you got the 5 and the 3 and the 1, total of 9 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll bring in contestant number 3. Hello, Denise. Denise, are you there? Last chance, Denise.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I've got you.
Okay.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay, I am a nurse with Bridgemark Healthcare in St. Louis, Missouri, and we own a chain of nursing facilities.
Okay. My hat's off to you and everybody in that profession.
Thank you.
Your category choices are, have you been paying attention, names in the news, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Denise. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What company has mutually suspended its relationship with spokesman Jared Fogle?
Subway.
Correct. Which Florida theme park removed a Bill Cosby statue after the recent revelations about him using Quaaludes to rape women?
Disney World.
Correct. Which animated TV show has signed new 4-year contracts with all of its voice performers, including Harry Shearer?
The Simpsons.
Correct. Where in the Caribbean did Carnival Cruise Lines and JetBlue announce they will start taking travelers for the first time?
Pass.
What's the name of the South Carolina governor who signed the bill removing the Confederate flag from a pole outside the statehouse?
Pass.
Pass back to the four-pointer. Where in the Caribbean did Carnival Cruise Lines and JetBlue announce they will start taking travelers for the very first time?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
Belize.
Cuba. And we need the name of the South Carolina governor.
I don't know.
Her name is Nikki Haley, and the flag came down this morning. Denise, you got the one, the two, and the three, but that's only 6 points. So,
no.
Yes, I'm sorry. We have to punish you as well.
In the tree, by the brook, there's a song that you sing. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misguided.
The feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving.
Okay. By the way, her name is Sandra Hahn, and his name is Michael Turkic.
I'm glad to know that, because I'm going to go out and try to find that.
Well, I tell you that so that if you're ever at a karaoke night and they get introduced, leave the bar immediately.
Wow.
Got it.
All right, Denise, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend. Here comes our next contestant. Hi, Joel.
Hey, good afternoon.
5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
Director of sales, small technology company, Voice Pro. Check out our website and go cards.
That's the name of the company, Voice Pro?
Voice Pro, yes, sir.
What do you do? What is that?
Voice and data systems, technology, all that stuff that when you break, it just really makes you really mad.
Okay. Names in the news, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
We'll go with names in the news.
60 seconds on the clock, Joel. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which player scored a hat trick in the U.S. victory over Japan in the Women's World Cup on Sunday? Carly Lloyd is right. Which Star Wars character is going to get his own movie in a couple of years?
Han Solo.
Correct. Which Super Bowl winning quarterback says he and pop star girlfriend Ciara have not had sex because they're saving it for marriage?
Pass.
Which actor has been accused of stealing truckloads of water from a hydrant in the midst of the California drought?
That is Tom Selleck.
Five-pointer. Which quarterback, who led the Oakland Raiders to victory over the Vikings in Super Bowl XI, died yesterday at age 69?
Jim. So I get 2.5 points for that? I'll pass. Go back to the three.
All right, Super Bowl-winning quarterback, pop star girlfriend Ciara, no sex yet.
Aaron Rodgers.
Did you say Aaron Rodgers?
I did.
You should have said Russell Wilson.
That's too bad.
And the Oakland Raiders were led to the Super Bowl victory over the Vikings by the snake, Ken Stabler.
I was wrong.
Okay. Lefty.
And by the way, like Dan, he got that nickname in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Hey, were you thinking about, you said Jim, were you thinking about Jim Plunkett?
Yep, Plunkett. Yeah.
Well, based on what you just scored here, you can say, Plunkett. you got the one, the two, and the four. Yeah, that's only 7 points, and you deserve punishment as well. You know, I think if you ask Jimmy Page, he would tell you we should have had more strings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's enough, Joel. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Let's bring in our final contestant today for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Dave.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. What would you like to plug today?
First, AM and PM.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's a good song when you're getting punished, but I just got out of all this traffic, and I'd rather hear Can't Drive 55, I think, by Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Dave, we don't take requests. This is not Casey.
I was just saying that.
Okay.
I listen to you all the time, I know.
Thank you. 60 seconds on the clock. Your category is no, really, if you've been paying attention. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not happen at a Taco Bell this week? A, a thief stole all the restaurant's tortillas. B, a woman gave birth in the parking lot. Or C, a drunk woman was arrested for falling asleep in the drive-thru lane.
Three.
Which one?
Three.
Three, C, no, the drunk woman, no, that happened. And the birth happened, too. It was nobody stole tortillas. Category number, question number two. Who wrote Go Set a Watchman, the long-awaited sequel just published to Kill a Mockingbird?
The name of the lady was, what is her?
That's what I asked you.
I forget her name.
Should we go to the three-pointer, Dave?
I'll get that one. Keep on going.
In what country have people been lining up at midnight to withdraw up to $70 from ATMs?
Greece.
Greece is right. Which airline ordered a nationwide ground stop after problems with its computer system this week?
An airline?
Yeah, it was United Airlines. And by the way, just for our listeners who are playing along, here's the five-pointer. Which actor who co-starred with Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia and with Barbra Streisand in Funny Girl died this week at age 83? Anybody know?
Whoa, no.
I didn't.
Omar Sharif.
Oh, my.
Oh, he just passed away, huh?
Yeah, by the way.
He was a great quarterback, the lefty.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Thanks for your time, though.
Okay, Dave.
I guess I got to hear my punishment.
Yeah, give it to him. By the way, I was going to say, has there ever been a classier or more charismatic guy in the movies than Omar Sharif?
No.
And by the way, Go Set a Watchman, a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird, both written by Harper Lee. Dave, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Nice show there, you guys. Keep on doing your thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And that's the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday, but not next Friday, because I'm also taking time off. I didn't realize that you could sign up for the John Carney Extra Vacation Days plan here. And then you get a couple extra days off. I noticed that you've signed up for it, by the way.
Yes.
You're also not going to be here next week.
No.
You're going off on a long trip to introduce Archie to the world, right?
That's right.
That's a bunch of crap.
Is Carney filling in for me next week? No, it's probably going to be Bill.
I don't know.
So the Harris Challenge will return 2 weeks from today.
Next week, too.
I don't blame you. The Harris Challenge will return 2 weeks from today on most of these KTRS stations.